6 months into her tenure as CEO of Duke Energy, Lynn Good stood at the edge of a North Carolina river, watching toxic coal ash turn the water black. Most executives would have delegated crisis management from a safe distance. Instead, Good drove to the site herself, witnessing not just environmental devastation, but her team's emotional collapse. That moment became her crucible. Rather than treating the disaster as a PR problem to contain, she used it to accelerate Duke Energy's transformation into a clean energy leader, closing fossil-fueled plants, phasing out coal, and pouring resources into renewable innovation. Sometimes the worst day of your career becomes the first day of your real leadership. This shift from crisis management to transformation captures a profound evolution happening in boardrooms worldwide. Business leaders are discovering that sustainability isn't a department or initiative. It's a fundamental reimagining of what leadership means. The question is no longer whether companies should care about their environmental and social impact, but whether leaders possess the mindset and capabilities to navigate this new reality. What distinguishes transformative leaders from those who merely add sustainability to presentations? The sustainable mindset, a fusion of personal purpose, innovative spirit, and systems awareness that sees business as inseparable from the wider world. Consider João Paulo Gonçalves Ferreira at 26, managing a factory in Patos de Minas that was an ecological nightmare, belching smoke, dumping contaminated water, poisoning community health. He systematically addressed each issue: improved waste disposal, fair treatment of farmers, partnerships promoting worker literacy. The graduation ceremony where employees received diplomas with their children watching became transformative. Though sustainability terminology didn't exist then, João Paulo simply did what felt right. "I wanted our suppliers, the local church, and the people of that town to look at what we did with pride." Can this leadership be taught or innate? Research reveals three pathways: born believers, 45%, with childhood instilled passion; the convinced, 43%, who developed understanding through career progression; and the awoken, 12%, transformed by pivotal realizations. Ilham Kadri, growing up in Morocco with intermittent electricity and limited water, learned resource conservation from necessity. After surviving typhoid at 17, she earned a PhD in chemistry, experiences that influenced her leadership at Solvay, where she launched the ambitious Solvay One Planet sustainability roadmap. Dolfunden Brink represents the awoken category. After losing his father to brain cancer in 2014, the Heineken CEO experienced a profound shift. "It was the saddest thing that happened in my life, but also the most meaningful. I just realized I could not live an imbalanced existence anymore." He implemented Heineken's first circular production factory with zero waste. What matters isn't which path you've traveled, but whether you've developed the perspective to see beyond quarterly earnings to interconnected systems. Effective sustainability leaders demonstrate four distinctive competencies beyond mindset. First, multi-level systems thinking enables understanding complex cause and effect webs. Lynn Good approaches energy transition by considering carbon emissions alongside workforce retraining, community economics, and grid reliability, viewing these as an integrated system rather than isolated challenges. Second, stakeholder inclusion means engaging diverse constituencies whose interests may conflict. João Paulo at Natura collaborates with competitors like Henkel, L'Oreal, and LVMH in a global consortium creating transparent environmental impact assessments for cosmetics, demonstrating the commitment systemic change requires. Third, disruptive innovation challenges traditional approaches, seeking exponential improvements. Zhang Yu's Broad Group revolutionized construction with B-Corp tubular stainless steel, 10 times lighter than standard steel, with superior earthquake resistance, enabling a 57-story building in just 19 days. Fourth, long-term activation requires courage to make disruptive investments despite short-term pressures. like Yara International commissioning the world's first autonomous all-electric ship despite regulatory and technological challenges, because waiting for perfect conditions means never starting. The most critical attribute is the learning quotient, the humility to learn and adapt quickly. Leaders with high LQ proactively gather information and innovate rather than retreating during crises. One executive evaluates leaders across three zones: green, established processes; red, overwhelmed by change; and yellow, the sweet spot of partial understanding with productive ambiguity. If you're operating in the green, you're not learning, he explains. Leif Valdemar Johansson spent his career in this yellow zone. As AstraZeneca chairman, he ensured COVID vaccines reached developing countries at cost. Earlier, at Electrolux, when a CFC refrigerator scandal erupted and critical environmental information never reached him, he was ashamed. This transformed him into someone who actively sought uncomfortable feedback. Bernard Looney, BP CEO, committed to an unprecedented clean energy transition, investing billions in renewables, reducing oil and gas output by 40% by 2030, and targeting net zero by 2050. Despite skepticism, he remains receptive. You have to engage. You have to listen. You have to be humble. He admits saying 10 times a day that I don't know the answer to something. This vulnerability isn't weakness. It's the foundation of adaptive leadership. Corporate sustainability faces a credibility crisis. 43% of C-suite executives believe they've acted on sustainability strategies, yet only 29% of employees agree. Closing this gap requires embedding sustainability throughout the organization. As one CEO states, sustainable business isn't a strategic priority. It is our strategy. Accenture exemplifies this approach. CEO Julie Sweet pursued bold net zero goals without relying on carbon credits, a common shortcut. She positioned sustainability as both business opportunity and talent retention strategy, establishing a shared success scorecard for 500 top leaders and requiring 9,000 managing directors to choose personal sustainability goals. This ensures sustainability metrics directly impact compensation and advancement. Successful organizations transform simultaneously across strategy, operations, culture, and governance. Microsoft incorporated internal carbon pricing into decisions and made sustainability achievements a compensation factor. These examples prove closing the say-do gap demands comprehensive organizational change, not isolated initiatives allowing leaders to claim progress while maintaining business as usual. Sustainable leaders orchestrate complex partnership networks to achieve transformative goals. When Aurelien Wyen led COVAX, she coordinated an unprecedented $10 billion effort, delivering billions of vaccine doses to 145 countries, acting as collaborator-in-chief with refined diplomatic skills and the humility to ask for help. The Sustainable GAR initiative in Rajasthan exemplifies this approach. Led by Solvay with L'Oreal, Henkel, and Technoserve, the program empowered over 1,500 women farmers in Bikaner, boosting yields by 125% while teaching climate-smart practices and kitchen gardening that produces 300 pounds of annual produce per family. The initiative's power lies in addressing interconnected challenges. One woman transformed from feeling invisible to becoming a proud, independent farmer. When women couldn't access banks without male accompaniment, the program introduced blockchain-based digital wallets. This demonstrates how systemic change requires coordinated action across stakeholders, bringing complementary expertise to solve holistic problems. The future of sustainable leadership is here. Blanca Brambila Perez's sustainability journey began after her father's kidnapping in Mexico heightened her awareness of life's fragility. At Heineken Mexico, her Every Drop Counts initiative made Mexico Heineken's most water-efficient operation globally. Hector Garcia Montemayor, inspired by pollution on his family farm, engineered a circular economy solution where 40% of Heineken Mexico's uniforms could be reprocessed. Many leaders trace their environmental awakening to conversations with their children. One CEO credits her children's climate education for igniting her passion. Another recalls his teenage daughter's challenge: use your intelligence to argue what can and should be done rather than defend the wrong thing. Fence sitters can't hide anymore. The medium term demands measurable sustainability action or irrelevance. As Pericles noted, true legacy is woven into the lives of others. Leaders' decisions today will ripple through generations, either enabling or constraining future possibilities. This isn't about corporate social responsibility reports. It's about reimagining leadership, where business success and planetary health are inseparable. The question isn't whether you'll join this transformation, but whether you'll lead it or be left behind.